All right, I have as my guest one of the organizers of the statue unveiling of Harriet Tubman and William Stewart today at the Schenectady County Library. And I'm going to sit here and talk to him for a second. And your name?
My name is Twitty J. Stiles. I'm an emeritus professor of biological sciences at Union College. I've been in the Schenectady area since 1965.
So how did you get in Schenectady area?
Well, I...
Most of us migrated here.
Yes, I had been in the Army.
Okay.
And after I got out of the Army, I went to New York University to earn my PhD and Master's of Sciences. And then I took a summer, a whole year in Mexico at the medical school. And this job was offered to me, and my wife and I decided to come here because it was close to Brooklyn where her parents lived.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm sure when you was teaching... What year was that?
I taught from 1965 to 1997.
Oh, okay.
I taught biology, immunology, and parasitology.
Right, and that was kind of unusual for African-American to get into that, right?
Absolutely. I was the second African-American faculty member at Union College. There was one before me, but he stayed 2 years and he left. And I've been there, I guess, I said, from 65.
Now, where are you originally from? Are your parents from the South? Or your?
Yes, I'm from Prince Edward County, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Farmville was my hometown, and I grew up during the Depression. From the Depression in 1930, I have 10 decades of life that I've just written about in a new book that I published that came out last week.
What's the name of the book?
The name of the book is Son of Prince Edward County. And it talks about the civil rights movement and the children walking out of the schools because of poor conditions and how we were treated during that time and how things are changing a little bit now.
Now, your book, do it covers, well, it covers the Schenectady area?
I grew up on a farm for the first 5 years. Then we moved to a small town called Farmville in Prince Edward County. I went to school from grade 1 to 11 at the R.R. Moton High School, which is now a civil rights museum. Mm. And after that, I went to Virginia Union University, a historically black college in Richmond, Virginia. Mm-hmm. After that, I taught 2 years at Robert R. Moton High School. And then I entered the Army during the Korean War, spent 2 years in Japan, and I served under three generals, MacArthur, Ridgway, and Mark Clark. After I finished in Japan, I decided to go to graduate school. In the next 10 years, I spent going to New York University. But the GI Bill only paid for tuition and books, so I had to work full-time in order to get my degree. But the most interesting thing, I used to work from 8 to 3 or 4, and classes started from 4 until 10 o'clock at night at NYU. And it provided an opportunity for us who didn't have the money to pay during the day to get a quality education. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that I did.
Mm-hmm. So it must have been an interesting experience to be in the military during that.
Oh, yes, that was really interesting. And all this is covered in my book, the military, the elementary school, the segregation, the problem, the high school, the college days, and teaching at Union College. I mentioned that too because that's quite a story in itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, in Albany, we have a day where we celebrate, you heard of Henry Johnson?
Oh, yes, he was with the 369.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yes, they have a boulevard named for him.
Right, we've got Henry Johnson Boulevard.
Yes, I know, and I remember the young man who's passed away now. He was a champion for Henry Johnson. Remember, I forget his name, he died.
Right.
No, but yes, I remember, he was quite a hero.
Right. Now, tell me some of how you got involved in getting statue of William Sears and Harriet Tubman here at the library.
How did I get involved? I got involved because when I was little, our father taught us, number one, to get a good education, two, to save your money, and three, not let anybody piss on you. And the last thing...
I had to burp that.
The last thing, but pee on you, the last thing, he taught us to give back. And I always, since I was little, I learned how to share and to try to build bridges. And on, he taught us to not to recognize color, but to look at a person's character. And so I have people in my family, like I tell people, the color range from the white cliffs of Dover to the black Mexican obsidian. So when you have a family like that, you don't discriminate. Mm-hmm. But we're all family, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's more important than color.
Right. Well, okay. how did you, get on this committee?
Frank Wicks, who is the chairman of the committee,
right,
and the instigator, uh-huh, is retired.
Right.
Carl George, a colleague of mine, is retired. Mm-hmm. And I'm retired. And he invited me to be on the committee.
Right.
And after he invited me to be on the committee, I'm the one of the main persons involved. So I was trying to bring in the African-American point of view to help steer it the way it should be,
right,
and to make sure that we were represented properly in all ways. And he has been very interested. And Professor George, everyone's been so kind and open and helpful in trying to work together, because now you see so many stairs are being torn down in the South and all over the United States. And this is a wonderful example of what you can do. Schenectady can be the place where other cities and towns who are willing to build bridges and respect each other and honor each other to put up a statue in their town, something that's positive, something that's going to be here for a long time, and something that is a teaching tool.
So how do you feel after all that you did, and now it accumulates to this day, which was a good day because there were a lot of people there?
Well, I feel it was the Lord's will, because I think that I believe in divine guidance, and although there's trials and tribulations, after the stormy clouds have passed, everything is going to be all right. And today was a day to be celebrated by everyone in this community and in the Capital District area.
Now, I'm hoping, and I know you're hoping, that a lot of young people come back see this and get inspired to do things.
Absolutely.
Like you did.
But what I want to say is that you can bring elementary school children here, high school children, or college, and make it, a teaching tool. Because when you see the two people together, you wonder, where did it come from? What is it made of? How did it get here? Who is involved? And it asks so many questions. What is this statue made of? You can teach so much things, because it teaches a child or anyone to observe. And observation and observing is one of the most important things that a person can learn in life, looking at things for what they are.
Right. Now, I'm sure you got a lot more in your history that you told me. But I want you to say the name of your book again.
The name of my book is called Son of Prince Edward County. I think it's on Amazon. It's also on Dorrance is the publisher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that book going to be a historical document, too.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. But what I've tried to do with the book is to show, well, the main thing that's important in the book is that my mother died when I was three,
right,
and my father raised eight children. And back in the 30s, people used to give the children away. But my father worked hard and taught us right from wrong, the golden rule, and to be, one thing he always told me, I want you to be somebody. I didn't know in those days what he meant by be somebody, but now that I'm older and I look back, he wanted us to be a good citizen, to help each other and live a good, clean life and stay out of trouble.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for that. Thank you for getting the statue done.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
No problem.